BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Uhuru Kenyatta, who's been confirmed as the winner of Kenya's presidential election, has promised to work with all his countrymen without discrimination. Earlier, the Supreme Court upheld the election result and dismissed a challenge by his main rival, Raila Odinga. Mr. Odinga told the BBC that while he didn't agree with all of the court's findings, he respected the decision and wanted to avoid bloodshed. Two people have been killed in unrest in the western city of Kisumu following the Supreme Court ruling. Our Africa editor, Richard Hamilton, reports.
By accepting the court's decision so quickly, Raila Odinga seems to have prevented a descent into bloodshed that so many had feared. The Prime Minister said Kenyans should not let elections divide them and predicted that the future was bright. For his part, Mr. Kenyatta called his former rival his brother and urged him to work together with the new government. However, no one is under any illusion that the new president will enjoy a honeymoon period. He's due to go on trial at the ICC in The Hague in relation to the violence that followed the 2007 election.
Large savers at the Bank of Cyprus, the country's biggest commercial lender, could see as much as 60% of their deposits wiped out as a result of the European bailout deal. The central bank has confirmed the figure, which is higher than previously thought. People with more than €100,000 will have 37.5% of their savings converted into near-worthless shares. Another 22.5% of their funds will be frozen without interest. Italy's president, Giorgio Napolitano, has quashed speculation that he might resign, saying he will remain in office until his mandate ends in May. Mr. Napolitano also announced the establishment of two working groups, which would examine ways to form a government. He's been trying to broker a compromise between the major parties following last month's inconclusive general election. Alan Johnston reports.
All through Friday, President Napolitano held talks with the major political factions, but no progress was made. And overnight, there was intense speculation that the president might step down. But he's ruled that out. He's also sought to calm the situation. He's pointed out that Italy does have a government. The outgoing administration of Prime Minister Mario Monti is still running the country. All the same, the president went on to stress the urgency of installing a new government in the aftermath of last month's election.
At least 20 people are now known to have been killed in Tanzania when a building collapsed in the city of Dar es Salaam on Friday. A rescue worker told the BBC that at least three children were among the dead. He said rescuers were continuing their search but had given up hope of finding survivors. Dozens of people are still missing. World News from the BBC. Egypt's public prosecutor has ordered the arrest of a popular satirist, Bassem Youssef, for allegedly insulting Islam and President Mohamed Morsi. Mr. Youssef's TV program has sparked more controversy than any other show in the country. Activists say this case and other complaints against journalists endanger free speech in Egypt. King Abdullah of Jordan has sworn in a new government led by a reformist Prime Minister, Abdullah Ansour. His appointment came after the king took the unprecedented step of consulting Parliament. Previously, it had no role in forming governments. The new cabinet will face the task of implementing measures to try to reduce Jordan's $3 billion deficit. Here's Dale Gavlak.
Reform-minded Prime Minister Abdullah Ansour has merged several portfolios to cut spending in the cash-strapped kingdom, which is facing a $3 billion deficit. Jordan hopes to cut its budget deficit by about a third this year to curb the impact of soaring fuel import costs and high social spending designed to deter the kind of uprising seen in neighboring Arab states. Late last year, Prime Minister Ansour ended fuel subsidies, triggering nationwide protests, some demanding that the king step down.
French police have foiled the theft of elephant tusks from the Natural History Museum in Paris. A 20-year-old man broke into the museum overnight and used a chainsaw to remove one of the tusks from an elephant that once belonged to the French king, Louis XIV. The man fled when the museum's alarms went off. He was caught by police in a nearby street. Museum staff say they're confident the tusk can be restored. An Indian restaurant in Britain has created an Easter egg which it says is up to 10 times hotter than a vindaloo curry, or the equivalent of 400 bottles of Tabasco sauce. Diners wishing to sample the chocolate have to be over 18, sign a disclaimer, and must don protective gloves. BBC News.